Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Kula. 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 Kula.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Yes, Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are going to be talking about the increase in thyroid surgery. It's like an epidemic here in the U.S. So what's up with that? Also, we're going to be talking about why younger people seem to get strokes all of a sudden. What's up with that thing? And we'll see how the hour rolls. We have some other stuff we can talk about. Plus, we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayers, you know. And I'm seeking Lord's face, and I'm hitting the knees every day, because that's how you sustain a relationship with the Almighty. And you haven't done that yet, I encourage you to do so, because that is the way. I did bring my devotional today, and today's devotional is from Psalms 27 and Corinthians 4 and Isaiah 12. And it goes like this: seek my face more and more. you are really just beginning your journey of intimacy with me. It is not an easy road, but it is a delightful and privileged way, a treasure hunt, and I am the treasure, and the glory of my presence glistens and shimmers along the way. Hardships are part of the journey, too, and I meet them out so ever carefully in just the right dosage with the tenderness that you can hardly imagine. Do not recoil from afflictions, since they are among my most favored gifts. Trust me, don't be afraid, for I am your strength, and I am your song. Amen to that, and seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, here's an interesting report. It's called from RAND Corporation. It was a published corporate review in 2014 of vaccine safety. Aha. So it reveals that vaccines are almost certainly causing some serious permanent damage to some children. It was published in the Evidence Report of Technology Assessment. And so the vaccines, which were found to be so damaging that they had already pulled off the market, were not part of the analysis. And what was really crazy is they didn't use the database from the voluntarily reported vaccine adverse events, which means there's probably this report underestimates the vaccine side effects. But anyway, according to the analysis, they said there was a strength of evidence to determine that a vaccine effects or adverse events were high. For instance, they reported the MMR, the mumps, measles, rubella vaccine that causes anaphylactic shock, febrile or infant seizures in children under five. They had said there was strong evidence that supports a relationship that the measles vaccine included in the MMR encourages encephalitis and immune-compromised immunity in patients, immune suppressive disorders. They said there was evidence of a relationship that the MMR vaccine causes arthritis. Oh my gosh, epidemic of arthritis out there. They said also the annual flu shot also causes arthritis and rheumatism, as well as malaise or a feeling of unwellness and fever and pain. They said the pain was a sharp pain that extended along the nerve, a group of nerves, and went all the way to the joints and just kind of just deposited there, causing inflammation and rheumatism and arthritis. They said in 2009, they said the H1N1 flu vaccine caused Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a severe nervous system disorder. And they said the chickenpox vaccine had very high evidence of causing pneumonia, meningitis, and hepatitis, along with a vaccine viral strain that would reactivate and, I guess, give you shingles down the road. So it also led to infections, the chickenpox vaccine, to meningitis and encephalitis and immune-compromised disorders. Oh, boy. I've tried to warn you about this stuff over the years. Also, evidence was found. There was a link that the influenza vaccines caused infant seizures, as well as the DPT vaccine causing the same. So there you go. And that was an independent research that didn't even take into account a lot of the stuff. All right, last but not least in the quack report, according to UK, going over to the United Kingdom, they say government workers over there could be replaced by robots, according to a new study. Government workers getting the boot. Wow. A study by the British think tank Reform said that 90% of the British civil service workers have jobs that are so pointless they could easily be replaced by robots, saving the government $8 billion a year. The study was published this week. Says robots are more efficient at collecting data, processing paperwork, and doing routine tasks that now fall to the low-level government employees. They said even nurses and doctors who are government employees over there, could be relieved of some of their duties with these mechanical assistants. They said the problem, according to the researchers, is that the public sector employee unions have bloated the civil service ranks, forcing government agencies to keep the older employees and mandate hiring quotas for new ones. So the organizational chart, they said, looks like a circuit board, and there's no incentive to streamline anything. So Oxford University and a financial services provided commissioned their own studies, actually, based on the reform report. And Oxford University said that more than 850,000 public sector jobs could fall to robots over the course of the next 10 years. Woo! And that may happen here. We'll see. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about what's up with the increased thyroid surgery thing going on. Not natural, and why is it happening? You know, today the willingness to perform thyroid surgery is prevalent, and patients can hear surgery is recommended for a number of thyroid conditions like cancer, a benign nodule, an enlarged gland, or even an overactive gland. Doctors are ready to take that thing out. So modern medicine can remove the entire thyroid or part of it. In 2011, over 72,000 Americans had their thyroid gland surgically removed. And there are risks associated with thyroid surgery, and most people are not taught why their thyroid is not functioning and if there are other options to address the cause of the malfunction. So we're going to take a look at how we can help our thyroid. All right, the gland's real important, more important than we ever thought. According to the American Thyroid Association, the human thyroid gland, that butterfly-shaped endocrine gland that's located in the front of the neck, they said this thyroid gland manufactures hormones to help regulate specific body functions and such as energy and temperature, muscles, brain, heart, and other organs. So why would anybody want to have it surgically removed? Because there is risk. Well, according to the American Thyroid Association, there are risks to having the thyroid surgery. Aside from bleeding or respiratory distress, the surgery can offer other risks, such as injury to the larynx nerve, which is your voice box nerves, that could cause permanent hoarseness or breathing problems, damage to the parathyroid glands, which help control calcium levels, and that increases your risk to other diseases. Also, poor wound healing, as well as heart problems, urinary tract conditions, and death from having surgery of the thyroid. So the surgery risks are significant if patients have tumors or cancer and it has spread to the lymph nodes. Now, the risk is high if the thyroid is enlarged. However, patients are told, serious complications occur about 2% of the time. Well, the internet and even the Clinical Congress of the American College of Surgeons stresses the importance of selecting a surgeon that has done a minimum of 25 thyroidectomies. If you get an experienced surgeon, we're told, you will reduce your complication surgical risk by about 35%. So post-surgery risk is limited. They said it could be the formation of blood clots. There could be also restrictions on physical activity that may be required. So, and then, you know, if you do have a thyroidectomy, then you got to take all this medicine. If patients have a partial or complete thyroidectomy, they are going to need to take a thyroid hormone replacement prescription to make up for the thyroid hormones that are not being made. So the drug companies make a synthetic drug called Synthroid, and the other drug is made from pig glands, and it's called Armour. So the drug side effects can cause hives, difficulty breathing, chest pain, fatigue, fever, nausea, sweating, tremors, blurred vision, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, and throat, hair loss, headache, and seizures. So these drugs may not work well with other drugs like diabetic meds, heart meds, other hormone therapy medications, hypertension meds, and even some herbs. So if patients have a disruption in their ability to get their thyroid hormone replacement medicine, well, they can experience fatigue, lack of energy, weight gain, low blood pressure, slow breathing, low body temperature, coma, and death. So the thyroid gland is indeed an important organ, and without it, we can die. Bet you've never heard that before. Well, what are some of the causes? Well, according to modern medicine, the epidemic of thyroid disease is because they say it's autoimmune disease. Well, autoimmune disease is caused by toxins, usually due to immunizations and the use of herbicides. So these toxins also cause diabetes and many other endocrine-type diseases. And in many cases, the thyroid gland is overstressed and exhausted. Add to that the lack of natural iodine required for a healthy thyroid, and you can see why Americans are experiencing thyroid disease. So it's not complicated. What about iodine deficiency? Well, if you're lacking natural iodine, you can develop some common symptoms, like you can have brittle hair, nails, or hair loss. You can have cold extremities or intolerance to cold. You can be depressed. You can have dry skin, difficulty swallowing, fatigue, high cholesterol, infertility, menstrual irregularities, early menopause, poor memory or concentration, slow heart rate, weight gain, and sleep apnea. So according to the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, the natural levels of iodine in our foods have declined by about 50% since 1950. According to the WHO, the World Health Organization, the United States has joined 129 other countries which are also iodine deficient. So what are the reasons for the deficiency? Well, there are numerous reasons for the decline in iodine in our food sources. Poor farming methods, the use of herbicides, processed foods, processed salt, the lack of seafood or seaweed, and of course, radiation exposure. Well, there are some biological benefits, though. The supply of natural iodine to feed your thyroid gland for you to produce hormones that regulate cellular oxygen consumption and energy production all over your body. Your thyroid also controls a lot of biological and physiological activities, not just your body temperature, but also breathing, your sleep cycle, your growth cycle, reproduction, neurotransmitter function, manufactures proteins, and also helps with skin and hair growth. So it's a very important gland, and we need to try to keep it if we can. So let's look at the importance of natural iodine, and I stress the word natural. So in the 1800s, the French discovered that iodine reversed thyroid goiters. So when we have an intake of natural iodine, it is really iodide that the gland is using. So the apothecaries of the 19th century often sold a liquid iodide that you would add to water. In Japan, where the chickens are fed fish, there is a little iodine deficiency in the Japanese culture, and they consume 100 times more iodine than the world's population. So this could explain why there is lower incidence of cancer and diabetes and obesity and other conditions among the Japanese. Now, the National Institute of Health investigated the average intake of iodine in the 1950s compared to today. So in the 1950s, the average American consumed 726 mcgs per day of iodine in their diet. No supplements, it's just their diet. And today they say we consume zero iodine, zero, the average American. I looked at that and I went, what? Zero. So today, the recommended daily allowance of iodine by health officials is 150 milligrams per day. Pregnant women, they're recommended to take 2.2 milligrams per day, and when they're nursing, 290 milligrams a day. So in 2006, the New England Journal of Medicine recommended Americans take 300 to 400 mcgs per day of iodine, and some think that's too conservative. Well, Dr. Guy Abraham and Dr. David Brownstein, they recommend 5 milligrams, that's 5,000 mcgs, to help you replenish your iodine stores in the body. And then for maintenance, a maintenance dose would be 1 to 3. That would be 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams per day. So they stated that women need more iodine than men, and they noted that the Japanese and the French that, you know, live along the coast consume 12.5 mg per day. That's 12,000 milligrams of iodine. And they don't have a problem because it's natural iodine. It's not synthetic. Here's a quote from Dr. David Brownstein. He says, "Iodized salt is a poor source of iodine in our diets, and the recommended daily allowance of iodine is inadequate." So let's look at some foods that help us get some iodine. They contain natural iodine. Americans used to eat healthier in the 50s, and there were fewer cases of obesity. I mean, you can see that just by watching the Super 8 movies from, you know, World War II. There aren't any overweight people in them. The foods that naturally contain iodine are haddock, sea bass, perch, cod, shrimp, seaweed, and black walnut that has the highest concentration of iodine. Black walnut does. And you want to be careful on certain raw foods if your family has a history of thyroid problems or you have a thyroid condition. It may be a good idea to avoid eating some foods raw or eating a lot of them because what happens is these foods can inhibit the thyroid from manufacturing its hormones. So avoid eating large amounts of raw cabbage, turnips, cauliflower, soybeans, and peanuts. However, cooking these foods make them safe to eat. So just remember that if you have a thyroid problem and you eat a lot of coleslaw or something like that. Well, there are foods can change. You know, I didn't list iodized salt, though, to replenish your iodine because really not all salt refineries are adding the synthetic iodine back to the salt after processing because it's not required. They don't have to. So if they do add the iodine, the body is able to metabolize a fraction of it, maybe 10%. So Dr. Abraham and Dr. Brownstein state that 10% iodine may be enough to prevent thyroid goiters, but not enough for the other functions of the body. So in the 1950s, a slice of bread offered 150 mcgs of iodine. Today, the bread manufacturers don't add iodine, but they put bromide, which is a dough conditioner, which is very toxic and carcinogenic, because in the 1980s, the processed food manufacturers replaced the iodine with the carcinogen bromine in all the baked goods. And the iodine was used to condition the dough, but the bakers switched to the bromine when someone questioned if the iodine was safe. Crazy. So therefore, we have less iodine in our diet, and bromine, which is interfering with the thyroid, when utilizing iodine, if you do get it. So you got to be careful what you're eating if you're even taking a supplement of iodine. Other toxins can strip us from our iodine, like chlorine in our drinking water, herbicides on our foods, and, of course, fluoride. That can really strip you of your natural iodine. Okay, let's look at some iodine supplements for a sec. It's not recommended to overdo the iodine supplements as it can elevate thyroid hormones T3 and T4. This can cause cholesterol levels to go up. So without natural iodine, you can rob your thyroid of being able to synthesize the hormones and this lowers the thyroid activity and your energy production in the cells. And this causes hypothyroidism. So the result of low iodine is going to be your fatigue, your weight gain, and enlargement of the thyroid gland, or also known as a goiter. So now, an iodine deficiency may also contribute to fibrocystic breast conditions, and iodine supplements have been known to reverse this condition, but it's difficult to overdose on the natural iodine. However, if you overdo the synthetic iodine, you run the risk of enlarging the thyroid gland. So there's a difference between natural and synthetic. This suggests that your thyroid prefers the natural sources of iodine. And real quick, let's mention the connection with the thyroid and your circadian sleep rhythms. In 2007, Rutgers University did some research on thyroid hormones that regulate sleep. Dr. Joseph Martin, a biologist, he found out how important his thyroid was when it was removed due to cancer. He had a hard time with his medications trying to substitute the missing hormones because the gland wasn't making them. And so he was having to regulate his adjust his dose so he would get the right amount of sleep and avoid being lethargic and try to manage not to gain weight. So what researchers have since discovered is that the thyroid manufactures hormones which affect the brain's nervous system. The thyroid hormones act as receptors on brain cells like neurotransmitters. This affects cellular activity and regeneration. So modern medicine thought the thyroid just regulated like temperature and body weight, but it has more important functions. So this new research has led to an understanding that during your sleep, the thyroid hormones help regulate the circadian rhythm and help the brain regulate breathing during sleep. And if anybody knows anything about sleep apnea, you're not breathing very well during sleep. Dr. Joseph Martin says, we're really just beginning to learn the true extent of how thyroid hormones impact our overall health. So I have had the opportunity to test organic iodine found in black walnut to see if it will remove sleep apnea and improve sleep. I find that when black walnut is used with mullein herb and Siberian ginseng, that there is this synergistic effect to help soothe the exhausted gland and give it some stamina to make the hormones from the natural iodine in your black walnut. So it's kind of like someone flipping a switch and there's no more loud snoring or morning headaches from sleep apnea. And you're going to find the three organic herbal formulas under the sleep apnea tab now at the powerherbs.com website owned by Apothecary Herbs. So look for the black walnut, which has the natural iodine, the mullein herb to help soothe the thyroid gland, and the Siberian ginseng to offer energy to the gland. So if you've had sleep apnea for a while, you may also need to do some heart strengthening using some herbs for that. You'll find them under the Heart Cardio tab there. Or for more information, you can listen to my radio show from the 31st of January, 2017, on sleep apnea. It's under the Radio Archives tab at thepowerherbs.com. So you'll find all professional strength formulas by Apothecary Herbs at thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call for a free catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And you can call for a free catalog or to place an order. And thepowerherbs.com, if you want to go there, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. I can see by the clock, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to shift gears now. We're going to be talking about why younger people are getting more strokes. You know, I thought that was for, you know, us old farts out here. You know, we're supposed to be the ones with the, you know, strokes and heart attacks and so forth. But younger people are in the same boat now. America seems to have developed this new dimension in one of its health risk categories called stroke. And stroke information rarely makes the news unless it's kind of unusual. Now, we're conditioned to accept that the elderly will have strokes. We expect them to. It's inevitable if you ask the white coats. That's what they'll tell you. We're not shocked when it happens. But science tells us that, you know, it's normal to have a stroke when you get older. No, it's not. It's not normal. Disease and illness are not normal. And it's a body that's in an abnormal state, actually. It's common to hear about it, but it's definitely not normal. So instead of saying it's normal, let us say it's common. What is unusual about strokes lately is that younger people in the prime of their lives are experiencing them, while less stroke seems to be appearing in the older segment of Americans. So let's take a look and see what's going on and see how we can help ourselves with this. So what is an ischemic stroke? Well, an ischemic stroke is the result when an artery, a blood flow, and oxygen are decreased or blocked to the brain. And this is arterial blood coming from the heart and the lungs that should be loaded with fresh oxygen and nutrients. So on the return trip from the brain, the blood removes carbon dioxide and waste material. So when this process is negatively affected, the brain neurons fail to produce energy, and then they shut down and even possibly die. All right, so all interesting stuff as we continue to learn more and more as we investigate what's going on here. All right, well, let's see what the stats are telling us. If we look at the global stats on stroke, we find that in 2012 there were 6.7 million stroke deaths, about 12% of the global rating. So according to the new Jersey University Hospital Stroke Center, stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. So let's see, that's approximately 130,000 Americans that die from stroke annually. That's kind of a large segment, So too large a segment. Someone is dying from a stroke every 4 minutes. Don't like it. They report that 3.8 million people, women, are suffering from stroke compared to 3 million men. So a little bit more on the women's side with the stroke category. You know, and then there's also this thing called a lacuna stroke. And what this is small vessel disease, basically. Nerves attached small blood vessels that can expand and become like a clot. And it's like a silent stroke. You may not notice you had one, but then you'll get a symptom of something, like part of your visual field's not working. Well, let's look at some of the blockage culprits. There are a few things which can cause the arterial blockage in the neck and head area, and the most common is this narrowing of the artery called an arterial sclerosis, hardened cholesterol plaque, and the blockage could also be caused by a blood clot or a thrombosis. When your fibrinogen protein in your blood is not in balance, it becomes more fibrinogen. And it's called fibrin, and this causes your blood to kind of clump together and creates a clot. So the fibrinogen protein is there to prevent abnormal clotting. And a lot of times, you know, when you get your blood work, they'll check that. So the clots can travel to the brain and cause a blockage or an embolism. They can also travel to the heart, causing arterial fibrillation or AFibs or a heart attack. And this affects all that adequate blood flow that can't reach your brain or your heart. And these are considered your natural causes for stroke, but there are some other causes. Some of the other causes, the human body reacts to sometimes substances in all the wrong way. For instance, illegal drugs like ecstasy and cocaine and methamphetamines can bring on clots and strokes, appetite suppressant drugs, nasal decongestants, even over-the-counter cough and cold medicines. They contain this epinephrine, pseudoephedrine, phenol, poly, panolamine. These all can encourage a stroke condition. Hope you know. These are certain classes of prescription or over-the-counter medicines that will increase the risk of stroke. So here's a list other than what I just mentioned. Migraine drugs, beta blockers, hypertension medicines, hormone replacement therapy, chemotherapy meds, birth control pills, blood thinners, anticoagulants, weight loss meds, anabolic steroids. These are male hormones usually given to people that are anemic or maybe have some inflammation or even breast cancer. Also, thrombosis drugs to break up clots by thinning the blood. So it should be also mentioned that, you know, the head and neck trauma area could also cause a clot situation and a stroke. If you ingest hydrogen peroxide or if you're drinking heavily, this can bring on a stroke. Mm-hmm. And I know some people call me up talking about hydrogen peroxide therapy, and I'm like, please tell me you're not ingesting that. All right, let's look at surgery and stroke. Many people are unaware that certain surgical procedures will put you at a higher risk of stroke, like we just talked about. The thyroidectomies can do that. Whenever you have surgery, you run the risk of developing clots, and then you can have stroke. The highest risk they see association with surgeries is hip and knee replacement surgeries tend to create a lot of stroke clots for stroke risk. The dye that they put in the X-rays for procedures like the myelographic type of procedures for studies, they inject this contrast fluid into the spinal cord. It can, and it's supposed to help them evaluate spaces between the bones, but this also can be a problem. And getting back to the gender area and the risk for stroke, the Southwestern Medical Center said ischemic strokes account for about 88% of all the strokes and typically occur in people over the age of 60, but they can occur in children as well. They also report 55% more women than men will have these types of strokes each year. Patients can sometimes be told that they had a mini stroke, a TIA, that's another term for it. It's called transient ischemic attack. It's a mini stroke. And if you have a mini stroke, your risk will increase to having a full-blown stroke down the road. A lot of times, you know, you'll get a series of these little mini strokes and then boom, the big one. Well, let's look at the risk assessment. Other than the street drugs, over-the-counter or prescribed medicines, what else could put you at risk of having a stroke? Well, our risk goes up significantly if we have high blood pressure, if we're diabetic, or we have some kind of heart disease. We also put ourselves at risk if we're overweight, if we abuse alcohol, if we smoke, and aren't getting regular exercise. All right. So what is with this younger generation having strokes? Well, recently there was a report that appeared in the Washington Post about an article that was in the Journal of the American Heart Association. And they had some revealing statistics on atypical data that's happening with regards to ischemic stroke patients. According to the journal article, 10-year data was reporting from 2000 to 2010 regarding hospitalized ischemic stroke patients that were spiking in the younger age group categories, the age group of 25 to 44. While the stroke stats dropped in the older groups over 60. So the data suggested that there was a 44% stroke increase for this younger adult group. And physicians have associated strokes in the older patients typically due to lifestyle changes. They slow down. They don't exercise as much as they used to. They pick up a little weight. They have some other health issues that are in the mix, like, you know, high blood pressure and diabetes and so forth. But physicians speculated that the stroke numbers in the younger set of patients might be a congenital heart defect or a trauma issue. So the doctors analyzed the stroke patient data from the nationwide inpatient sample database. And this is where the stats on stroke age groups kind of switched places. So in the older age group, what they found, the incident of ischemic stroke dropped 20%, you know, the people over 60, but went up 44% in the age group between 25 and 44. 44% jump. And they went, whoa. In many cases, the younger patients dismissed the notion that they experienced a stroke. Oh, they rationalized that the symptoms that they had must have been just a migraine headache. Aha. So we should really take note that if we experience dizziness, if we fall down, if we have a headache that won't go away, it could be a stroke, especially if the symptoms lessen but really don't go all the way away. They don't resolve. Science estimates that we lose 2 million brain cells every minute during a stroke. And stroke stabilization drugs, these clot-busting drugs, plasminogen, which is a TPA activator, you get that at the hospital, $2,000 per treatment. That isn't cheap. 40-year-olds who find themselves hospitalized on drug treatments usually wind up on food stamps in order to pay their medical bills. So doctors will tell you 80% of the strokes are preventable. So prevention would be, you know, cleaning up the lifestyle, getting that regular exercise, and limit that alcohol, and absolutely, absolutely stop smoking. All right, let's look at the stroke symptoms. Stroke symptoms can vary, but the main signs that you want to look for are severe dizziness, confusion, difficulty speaking, loss of vision, difficulty walking, severe headaches, fatigue, loss of balance, sudden numbness or weakness in your face, arm, or leg, or on one side of the body. And now let's look at some of the things that can help the brain. Because we hear a lot about, you know, ginkgo biloba, improving memory, but not so much about rosemary. Yeah, most people use rosemary for, you know, culinary purposes, but it is a great herb for improving memory. Rosemary comes from the Greek name rosmarinus. It translates to the dew of the sea, because it likes to hang around the edges of, you know, the ocean. It is an herb indigenous to the Mediterranean, cultivated in the United States now. But rosemary provides this rich source of vitamin B6, as well as iron and calcium. So rosemary is an herb that contains natural oils and was also used as a meat preservative before refrigeration. So the reason it helps with memory is it improves circulation to the brain and is often paired with ginkgo for better results. So a study that was done by a psychologist at Northumbria University, Newcastle, UK, stated rosemary improves memory by 75%. So rosemary also contains a lot of antioxidants, which will protect the brain cells from oxidative stress. And the German E-Commission recommends that pregnant women don't use rosemary oil. Also, it is recommended to avoid large amounts of rosemary oil, as it can damage your kidneys. So medicinal amounts of rosemary may be considered as a stroke prevention or even for a recovery. So remember that. And it's really important to protect that blood protein I was telling you about, because in recent years, medical science has readjusted its thinking into what triggers stroke and heart attacks. And they used to think it was cholesterol and plaque that disturbed heart rhythm. But according to a Harvard cardiologist, Dr. Victor Gerwich, these factors don't necessarily put you at risk of blood clots. He said blood clots are influenced by the fibrinogen level in your blood. So fibrinogen is this protein which dissolves unwanted blood clots. If your blood platelets like to clump and stick together, which is directly influenced by diet, you better have enough fibrinogen protein to dissolve them. And many health experts agree that diet is the most significant influence on blood clots. So as more research is being conducted on what makes blood clot, the evidence is pointing to foods more than just blaming the problem on how the liver is processing the cholesterol. So now you can be encouraged by the fact that dietary changes start to work immediately to reduce your risk of blood clots. How great is that? That's pretty great. All right, well, let's look at some herbal things that may break up the clots. Our ancient ancestors used many herbs to improve cardiovascular health and reduce the risk of clots. One herb in particular has the nutritional flavonoids in it to prevent any unnatural conversion of fibrinogen to your fibrin that causes unwanted clots. So it's an herb that protects that fibrinogen protein I mentioned. So we can use it today instead of using drugs if we want to save ourselves from the side effects of unnecessary expense from the drug companies and all those risky side effects. So the herb which helps balance this fibrinogen protein in your blood is hawthorn berry. Another benefit is that this herb offers elasticity to arteries and veins, preventing narrowing and the formation of clots. So according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, hawthorn berry also improves the force of your heartbeats to improve blood pressure. And many cultures around the world simply add hawthorn berry to their diet and it prevents hypertension, angina pain, arrhythmias, AFibs, blood clots, heart failure, and chronic cardiovascular diseases. So if you're buying hawthorn berry as a supplement, real important to get the whole food product with no fillers in it. So if you're buying it in a liquid form like a tincture or extract, make sure it is a naturally aged concentrate that is cold pressed. This preserves the alkaloid strength. So most people, experience the benefits of these heart herbs within just a few days or weeks. Doses may vary depending on the severity of a condition, but it's not advised to mix herbs with your prescription medicines unless otherwise, recommended. All right, so you have solutions. You do. You have natural solutions to everyday problems. See, God did that. He said herbs are here for the service of man, for the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So if I was concerned, about having a stroke or had a family member that, doesn't eat so well, I'd pull them aside and say, hey, little change, little tweaking here and there, what you're eating, maybe add some herbs, kind of going to keep you safe from a lot of this distress. I would personally not use pharmaceutical drugs myself for stroke. Instead, I'm going to use the herbs to prevent one. And you can also use herbs to recover from a stroke. You want to look for, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, look for their heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. The hawthorn berries is also there. They're both under the heart cardio tab. The brain concentrate is under the herb tinctures area. And they even have a heart attack pack if you want something as a portable thing to take with you just in case. And these are all cardio strengthening type of herbs. They're not things that are going to weaken a cardio. They're all organic and whole food, and they're a professional strength version of what you're going to be needing. Now, I know a lot of you out there don't do the internet, and that's fine. You can get a product catalog. A lot of people order that way through the mail, which is perfectly fine. Every day people call in and say, I want to get this, this, and this. Can you just tell me what my total is and I'll mail you a payment? And you can do it that way too. If you want us just to, hold the order, that way you don't have to fill everything out. You could just pop your payment in the mail. A lot of people do it that way. So there are a lot of ways to get your herbs. Let's just say it that way. Give them a call. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and get the catalog if you don't have one. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address if you want to look around on the internet. 866-229-3663, ThePowerHerbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., the international number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. But the toll-free is good for the United States and Canada. 866-229-3663. Get a catalog, get empowered, get educated, get proactive. Yeah? You're more powerful than you think. That's right. Also, don't forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they are in, this is Heart Health Month. February is officially Heart Health Month. So right now there's 10% off on their heart formulas under their heart and cardio tab. So you can save 10%, but it's a limited time, so take advantage while you can. And, of course, you want to definitely sign up for the newsletters if you have email, because, man, those things go out each week full of information to empower yourself. We get lots of compliments. Actually, if you look on the internet under the books and newsletters tab, you'll see what people are saying about our newsletters, and you can sign up for free. There is no subscription. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and there's a lot of people writing for that, so you get a bunch of information from different people. And also, if you just want the natural therapy stuff, then it's the Health Quest, and that goes out on Friday. So you can sign up for free today and be empowered each week. That stuff gets passed around to family and friends all the time. That's how people find us a lot of times, is through the newsletters. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And I know next week's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. A lot of sugar out there. 2.5 ounces or milligrams of sugar can really do a whammy on your immune system. So keep that in mind, especially since we just came through the holiday season with lots of sugar. So this is the big flu month, because the immune system is so weakened by all the sugar we've had through the holiday season. So be mindful of that. Try not to overdo the Valentine's Day holiday, because you may come down with the flu. And I've heard the flu virus has kind of ticked up in this area. Been kind of mild this year, but all of a sudden people are starting to show up with influenza. So be aware of that, and, you know, protect yourself from catching the flu, because just one candy bar, your immune system's on vacation for 8 hours. That's right. So I know that box of chocolates is going to look really good, but you need to have some resistance there. And just, you know, one piece maybe, just one. And then, you know, throw that thing in the freezer. Maybe forget about it. ThePowerHerbs.com. 866-229-3663. Get a catalog today. 866-229-3663. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. I can see by the clock we're out of time. Frank, where did the hour go? I don't know. But we'll be back next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.